Welcome back, everyone. This is Eric Ellefson with the Digital Education Podcast, where I've been amidst a series of conversations and short conversations to get us thinking about what's next, what comes after, you know, what is different, what can we project outwards. And today I'm with Rob Lowe. Rob's become a friend from the UK. And he's patiently awaiting a move to Australia as he kind of goes. But Rob, I just want to throw it into your court and just ask you this question. As you look at our current situation and what comes after this and what's next?
I think that we're going to have to change expectations and change intentions. So even today, so this morning, we opened our post this morning. And we received a Christmas card. This Christmas card was at least 4 months late. But actually, on speaking to the people who'd sent it to us, it turns out that it's actually 16 months late. This is a card that was posted just before Christmas 2018. And of course, at this time, you know, no one bats an eyelid. It makes us smile, but we've gotten used to thinking about timescales differently, about what we need now in the moment and what we're prepared to wait for. The other story about that is that it was posted to us by our neighbours who live just 200 metres up the road, and they had decided 16 months ago to not walk 200 metres down to our house, but to walk 100 metres down to the postbox. And that card had then been taken by the postman all the way to Peterborough, which is about an hour north of here. It's been sat in a distribution centre for over a year, and then it was posted today. And so, interestingly, I think it says something about our need to be different, about our intentions, about the things we do and the things we have done, because we just assume that they were the norm. And we're going to have to rewrite that rule book and think differently about the things we took for granted in the past and be more patient as a result. And schooling is a great example of that, of the things we just thought were just the day-to-day grind and pattern. I think we're about to, in many ways, tear up the rule book. Here in the UK, we're thinking about our yearly calendar. We're thinking about the school year itself. We're just about to move, as you said, to Australia, where they run the school year at January through December. And I think that educators here will start to consider whether a September through July school year is the best. And they'll start to think about whether three terms is best, or whether we should move to four, whether we need to have a 7 week holiday, as was, because it was suitable for children to get themselves on the fields and help farmers bring in the harvest. Of course, young people, by and large, don't do that anymore. So there's no need to do that. So there's no need to have a school calendar. But we've never had a hiatus like this that would give us the opportunity to rip up the rule book and think differently about how we do education. And I think there's already the seeds of discussion of those kinds of things. And even within all the problems and difficulties, I think that there is a good deal of hope and optimism that we might come through the other side and do things in a slightly different way.
So let me ask one clarifying question, because I know you'll have some thoughts on this. As we kind of tear up that rule book, and as we maybe look to plant new seeds in a new field or whatever, what's something that you would like to say, hey, you know what, can we just get rid of this? Or can we just completely rethink this as we really kind of go after it?
So one of the the questions I've been wrestling with today, for example, with another Australian colleague in Perth today, is the very notion of the pastoral and what it means. Because now you have in the UK, as elsewhere around the world, you'll have a number of schools who remain open for key workers and for the very, very vulnerable children in our communities. So there'll be those children still in schools for whom it is considered safer than being at home. But even though those children have that physical provision in school, there is still a tacit assumption that teachers will be keeping a pastoral eye on the people they're asked to be shepherd to. So, for example, in our home, I have two daughters, One of the teachers rang the other day, just have a telephone conversation with my 10-year-old. Can I talk to your daughter? Can I just ask how she is? And she had 5 minutes on the phone, asked after, checked in, and she may check in with others for varying lengths of time, think very differently about how the types of questions she asks. But the very notion of how we do the pastoral is at this moment brought into the foreground. Because at this point, do we scrap that altogether because we assume that parents have just got this, that teachers are there to deliver the things that they always wanted to deliver, subject knowledge, assessment, and it can all be done now digitally through a platform, through various different processes. But what about the other part of education? That helping young people grow up well was actually a function of the day-to-day liturgies that you set down in a school, that if you model it, if you practice building intentionally good community together, it's something that children go on to co and recreate on the streets when they leave. Suddenly schools have been asked to think about that. They've been asked to wrestle with, well, how are we doing that bit of school if they're no longer in the school with us? And to be honest, you know, when I've spent time in particularly North America, you know, the very concept of a pastoral structure is something that isn't common in every American school that I've been in, every Canadian school I've been in. It's been common in some schools. So I've been in some schools where around the world, where they'll spend anywhere between 15 and 45 minutes every day together. Set down in patterns that some call crew. You'll see that most, best modeled, I think, in the EL schools across the United States. Ron Berger's wonderful collaboration with the Outward Bound Trust and Harvard Grad School of Education. And their focus in the morning on what they call crew, that intentional time of checking in, of affirming what it means to walk alongside each other and be with each other and be there for each other. That is an intentional part of the school calendar, the school year, and the structure of any school day. Schools, they'll just go straight into curriculum subjects because that's the most important thing. We've got to start. We've got to start and teach. We've got to start and get through the curriculum. We've got to start and get through the material that's going to be assessed. And that other stuff, the important pushes aside, or is pushed aside rather, by the urgent or the seemingly urgent. For me, if we're going to tear up the rule book, the one thing that schools have been asked to consider at this time is, well, what were we here for in the first place? Then what is our role? And I think we're all beginning to realise that we were there for a lot more than perhaps we'd ever acknowledged or embraced. And if we're going to change one thing, a refocus on it really means to be, a pastoral, a homeroom ground for a young person is vital.
Rob, this is great stuff. I always love talking with you, and I'm excited to share these thoughts with people. Thank you.
Pleasure.